Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. If I'm here and you're there, who's staining all my underwear? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Oh, thank you, Nels for Smells. Nels for Smells with that catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. Very exciting show today. My name is Scott Aukerman, and I'm the host of Comedy Bang Bang. I have been the host. I perhaps will be the host again, unless this is my final appearance for whatever reason. I'm not hyping that. I'm not teasing a big announcement at the end of the show. That is purely just who knows what can happen in this life or any other life. But we have a very exciting show today. Now, usually we have stars of the stage and screen on this show. The stage, of course, the stages of Broadway, the screens of the cinema, the screens of Netflix, the screens, sometimes they're little tiny ones that are in your pocket. But today we have some guests who have been on this show for approximately, I want to say, 8 of our 12 years, something in there, somewhere in there. They've been great friends to the show. They've made approximately 5 appearances on the show or so, maybe 6, somewhere around there. And I reached out to them, quite frankly, in October. I forgot it was their busy taffy season. And they slammed the phone down and said, do not call us again until November comes. Gone till November, I believe, is what I think they said, something like that. January, February, March, April, May. They started running down all of the months they would be available. But I hopped on it the minute they were available. They are the owners, and they also happen to be proprietors. And it doesn't go hand in hand all the time. Sometimes you can own something and you're just like, hands off. But these guys also run the place of the Calvin's Twins Bee Honey Horse Fight Fields. Is that what it is? Calvin's Twins Bee Honey Horse Fight Fields? They are, of course, you know them as the Calvin's Twins Nay Triplets. They are Bever Hopox, Chico Hands, Bisbee St. Hancock, the Calvin's Twins Triplets. Welcome, guys.
Bever in the building.
He certainly is.
Chico here.
Bisbee representing. Oh, Scotty. Scotty, it's so good to see you in the flesh.
Thank you. Yeah. Have you seen me otherwise?
As you knew, you got snipped, you got bit, you got flipped, you got chipped, you got snappy blapped, because you called during a very busy time, and you learned the same lesson that our dear friend Wyclef Jean learned. That's near right. 25 years ago.
He's a dear friend, really.
Dear friend. He's one of the largest purchasers of horse, bee honey taffy, and horse caucus.
Mm-hmm. Really? Is that where he was funneling all that money that he ripped off from the...
That's exactly right.
He kept us afloat for a bit there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Got a real taffy tooth.
Sounds like what a good boat does.
Keeps you afloat.
Yep, exactly.
I caught it.
Thank you, Gigo.
I still don't get it.
You sound different.
I do.
I feel like, yep.
Well, I've been recovering. I've been sick for about...
Oh no, what's been going on? Yes. Bisbee St. Right. Hancock, of course, the most recent addition to the Calvin's triplets.
That's right. Well, in the middle of October, I actually came down with horse COVID.
Horse COVID? Oh, no. Oh, okay. What's the difference between that and regular COVID?
Well, the simple difference is this one affects mostly horses, but hanging out with horses as much as we do, you might imagine, you hang out with horses long enough, you take on some traits of the horses.
Some characteristics of the horses. Yeah. Like what? I mean, I noticed, for one, that you came in here on all four hands.
Right.
Or two hands and 2 feet, obviously.
That's right.
All fours.
Yes.
All fours.
That's an easier way to say that.
I've had several parts of my body replaced with pieces of horse.
Several parts of your body
with pieces. Right.
So is it always the same piece from a horse? Like if you did you get your penis replaced with like a horse's tail?
I do have a horse. No, I would not get a horse's tail put where my penis was. But I did have a horse's anus replace my anus when my anus did fall apart.
Oh no! Was that part and parcel with the horse COVID, or did it just fall apart on its own?
I caught the COVID because of the horse anus.
Scotty, I don't know if you've had anybody affected directly by COVID, but imagine the hacking cough that comes from your standard COVID, a Delta variant or two, then times that by the power of a horse.
Oh, okay, horsepower. Yeah, exactly.
You try to do a COVID horsepower cough, you're going to prolapse.
It just popped right out
about 6.5 feet. Popped right into a little box of sand.
Oh, why did you have a little box of sand?
Oh, that's my snack box.
Oh, okay.
That's where we...
You eat the sand or you eat the...
No, he's a messy boy. Bisbee's always been a messy boy. And we found that just kind of placing him in a soft pile of sand makes cleanup that much easier.
Soaks up all the grape juice.
Understandable. You say he's always been a busy boy, even though you just got to know him
messy boy.
About 5 years ago.
When we reconnected, that was the only year that we actually canceled Taffy season just so we could reconnect.
Oh,
flipping
really?
Through photo albums.
How did Wyclef take Taffy season being canceled?
Oh, he was furious. He was furious.
You don't want to be on the other end of a furious Wyclef.
No.
Fros Michael,
Wyclef, no fighting. No fighting.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, but I'm glad to hear you have a new horse's anus.
Yeah, my horse. Yeah. Now I can cough as hard as I need to, and that anus is not... It's sitting... It's almost like a... It's probably the most solid part of my body.
And we should say the reason you might sound a little different is you now have a long horse's neck as well.
I have parts of my neck that have been replaced with a horse's face and neck.
Wait, parts of your neck were replaced with a horse's face?
That's right.
Oh, no.
He got a horse knee for a shoulder now, too.
Oh, God.
Doing all kind of Frankenstein stuff in the barn.
Let's just say you don't want to stand too close when he's doing a chicken dance.
No, not at all.
That's right.
And you getting that horse COVID was partly your fault, because I was trying to put in some protocols.
I understand.
I said, if you are going to get this horse anus put in, that anus is going to have to quarantine 10 days. We don't know if it's got horse COVID. That's don't true. Put it in yet.
We should have.
And that's how it came. Oh,
we
yeah.
did not. Yep. We should have taken the horse anus off of the horse, put refrigerated
it. Isolated
it. Uh-huh.
Wipe it down with some Clorox wipes.
Uh-huh. At least wipe it down.
Ideally flushable.
Yeah.
You know how big a horse anus is, don't you?
I've never gotten in there.
Tell them the old adage.
A horse ass is nothing to the anus if the anus ain't half the ass.
Oh, okay. I have heard that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes it. I thought that applied to life more than, but it specifically came from horses. Oh,
it does
okay.
apply to life if you think about
right.
it.
Right. Well, what happened to the poor horse whose anus is now missing? What
well,
does
he got
do?
My, he got my anus.
Oh, ooh. No.
Yeah. So it was a switch. We wouldn't hurt a horse. We wouldn't kill a horse for his anus.
Okay. It was a parent trap.
It was
no, not a
transplant.
Trap. What am I thinking?
I don't know.
Freaky Friday.
Which Lohan?
So it was a Freaky Friday of anuses.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. So how's that horse doing? Is his anus in the sand?
He died.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, God. You should have seen it, Scott Lee. His belly started expanding a day and a half.
Did he ever win a fight?
Honestly, he got jabbed by the weakest, teeniest little horse I ever did see.
Yep.
He went down.
Yeah, he got one little jab and just... Yep. Boom! Exploded, scat went everywhere.
Oh.
The only place that was easy to clean was Bisbee's little lunch sandbox. Everything else, hours of scrubbing horse scat, because he couldn't push nothing out that tiny Bisbee anus.
He looked like a horse version of a can of silly string. With just feet and feet of excrement popping all that. We were all covered. Yeah.
Imagine 20,000 people trying to exit the crypto.com center. There's only one. Or Astro World. Astro World.
That probably makes more sense.
Even more sense.
Oh, no.
Well, I did want to bring this up, guys, because you got horse COVID, and I'm wondering what your treatment was, because the reason I wanted to have you on the show is I fear that in recent times, things have been a little off for the Calvin's Twins Bee Honey horse fight fields, just because of what has been happening with in the world of, you know, COVID and treatments these days. Mm-hmm. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? I mean,
Scottly, I would say of any thriving industry pre-pandemic. The Calvin's Triplets horse fighting fields and bee honey taffy station was hit the hardest. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've covered it in the past that shipping costs for us are astronomical.
Yeah. Ew. What are you getting shipped again?
We ship taffy.
Oh, you ship taffy.
We ship t-shirts available on comedybangbang.com.
Yeah, that's right. So you guys are shipping those. I'm glad you took those on.
Yeah. We ship horse carcasses to Wycliffe. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Wait, he wants the horse carcasses?
Oh, yeah.
He won't pay the freight. He says, I'll take the carcasses, but I'm not going to pay shipping on these.
Tons of horse carcasses. He's a tough negotiator.
He's a businessman.
Tough as can be. Tough as a horse.
Well, so you have to ship those to Haiti, or where are they going?
All over the place.
He's taking them everywhere?
Yeah. They most travel with him.
So on tour.
Yeah. He got a couple bus worths with him at all times.
Seems like.
And you're paying for that.
Yeah, it's out of pie. Why? It's in honor.
What are you going to do?
A man writes a song about the time you had to cut him off on the phone. Say, we'll be gone to November. And if you listen on the album, you hear it real faintly. He goes, is where the cowboy is. Every time I turn around.
We just said, Wycliffe, could you record our outgoing message on our answering machine?
That's right.
And he said,
right.
Yeah, let me think about that for a little bit.
Really? And it turned into a number 30 hit?
Probably at least.
Wow.
22 could have been. I don't know.
It could have been as high as palindromic 22.
Yeah, I think so.
What other numbers are palindromic that you can think of?
Oh, off the top of the dome, I'm looking at an 11.
Sure, of course.
Maybe right. A 33.
Okay, right. But there can't be any more than that, right?
I'm going to say 44 can be thrown in there.
Okay, but that's about it, right?
Oh, God. No, I just thought of one. 55.
Oh, okay. But
I can drive 55.
Surely there couldn't be any four-digit palindromic numbers. That would be too much.
Oh, let's see.
I don't think
one,
so.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 5. 1, 2, 6. Hey. 1, 1, 1. Chico, you goddamn genius.
Well, guys, so shipping costs are bad for you right now. So,
well, we got hit,
and they are all over the world.
We could cover that normally with admission tickets to horse fights.
Yeah, you guys are balancing that out with you have a very, very popular tourist attraction. Where are you located again?
You got to take the 602 freeway overpass south through West Virginia, down, twist around at the 2 highway.
Oh, okay.
Then we got a new special, actually, trying to make some money back. You can take the fast lane highway, which is prepay.
That's right.
Okay, fast pass.
Fast lane 1111. I should have thought of that. We named our fastback 1111.
Oh, there it is.
He's called 1111. He was right there the whole time. And then you get off at the stadium.
Oh, okay, yeah, and there's the stadium where, of course, we've talked about this many times on the show. You have horse fights, or right. what mainly people go to see, which is, how do you describe it? It's basically fights to the horse death.
It's a bout of bestiality.
So have you been advertising it like that? Have you gotten some weird
Yeah,
people?
We get a lot of letters. Fortunately, all of us struggle to read, and it's just not worth our time.
So you primarily do that, and shipping costs have been bad, and you've been raking in the... Of course, this is horse fighting season,
So we, you know, with the government forced social distancing... You ever seen a horse fight where you got to remain 6 feet away from each other? They look crazy!
The horses do?
Everybody!
I would think they have that long reach, though. I mean, more than 6 feet, don't they? I mean,
yeah, but it looks like they're just brushing each other. Looks like they're just wiping things off each other's faces from that far away.
That's true. Okay, yeah. They're taking some mighty whiffs there.
Mighty whiffs are blowing.
Okay, so that's been tough. But I guess what I mean to ask you about is in the news these days, a lot of people, and I believe a fellow podcaster was amongst them, have been taking a certain cure or remedy. Some people call it quackery or snake oil.
We just call it science.
Right.
It's been our livelihood. You talking, Scully, about ivermectin. And ivermectin. Yes, that's how you say it.
That's
yes,
of it. Course.
Ivermectin, yeah. A lot of people have been taking that, which is a horse dewormer. And there have been shortages out there in the world, from what I hear, because so many people want to take it in order to cure their COVID.
That's right. Not helpful. Not helpful if you've got thousands of horses you got to deworm on your ranch down downtown Tampa.
And they all have worms, your horses. Is that part of the business?
It's inevitable.
Everybody got worms.
You could pull worms out of you right now if we wanted to.
How would you do it? Like, well, in how many steps?
I mean, three steps.
Okay, what are the steps?
Reach and grab and pull.
Okay, just reach, grab, and pull anywhere on my body?
Anywhere you can.
I got the chopsticks in my kit. We could do it.
So what has been going on at the Bee Honey horse fight fields then? Are there just worms everywhere now? Or
damn straight.
Oh, yeah.
Worms as big as Tremors down the field.
As big as the Tremors that the worms in Tremors made?
God,
you got that right.
You'll that's be watching. It.
You got that right.
Wow.
Watching a horse out there in the field, and all of a sudden, from below,
rumble,
you'll hear the rumble. You'll see a little dirt path, and all of a sudden, that horse gets sucked down. Gone.
Right on down.
God, how horrible. I mean, have you incorporated it into the actual fights or anything like that? Or?
We're trying to get them to fight, but they don't pay attention like a horse does. They don't. That's the thing about a giant tremor worm, you know. If it's one in a million horses, that's a fighter.
Yeah, we've tried everything.
It's way more zeros on the end for worms. Yeah.
Nice. Stubborn as a worm. That's the old saying.
Oh, okay, right. I've heard that as well.
Stubborn as a worm.
We tried to hire the father from Family Ties.
Michael Gross.
Michael Gross.
Well, Michael Gross.
Great Michael Gross.
Well, you know him just as his name on the show.
Yeah. Mr. Keating.
Yeah, exactly.
Keaton.
Right?
Keaton, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Keating.
No. Keaton. No hard G.
Keating.
No G at all.
No G.
Mr. Keating.
No hard, no soft.
Keaton.
No G.
Mr. Keatington. Right. That's right.
So you tried to hire him and he turned it down flat or what?
He has not responded.
Oh, no. Okay.
He's great. Underrated. Michael
talent.
Gross.
What a talent.
Yale drama.
I feel as if, you're interested in Yale drama?
No, Michael Gross, graduate of Yale drama.
Prestigious alumni.
Just a thing I know.
Everybody got all hot for little Mikey J, but Mikey J ain't Mikey J with a lot of Michael Gross.
I feel like his last name really made people not want to hire him.
Yeah.
You know what
Well,
I mean?
He changed it from Michael Grody.
Oh, okay. But then the 80s popularized Grody?
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
What? It seems like a lateral move to me.
Agreed.
I think he was going for just something more formal.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what pisses me off is like, Michael, here's your opportunity to live up to your namesake. Come train a bunch of tremor-sized worms down in South Central Tampa.
Did they start that big or have they just gotten, I mean, is that what happens if you don't have the ivermectin?
Well, that's the science behind ivermectin.
Oh.
Is that it maintains the size, it maintains a manageable size of microbiotic worms mm-hmm. to not expand over a quick period of time into super tremor worms.
I see. So when they call it a dewormer, that's actually a misnomer. It actually is just keeping them to be the same size.
Yeah, a worm shrinker. You could call it a
worm shrinker.
Worm shrinker.
So these giant worms are here. And what happens when you cut a worm in half? Doesn't it? It just makes two worms, right? I mean.
And I'll take credit for that. I was cutting those worms in half all over the place.
Not helpful.
And I thought, get them all. And now there's
chopping.
There's got to be over what?
It just doubles the amount
exactly
of worms.
Exponentially. Because when you cut 10 a day, I'd cut them, they'd grow,
I'd cut them again. There's well over a trillion.
And those are just growing by themselves.
Yeah, well, they're eating. I mean, they eat the honey. They eat the taffy. They've been
eating the taffy. Oh, no.
The leftover taffy that we had left over after October. Mm.
So how was taffy season with all these worms there?
Wasn't good. Wasn't great.
Nope.
They can't pay for it. They don't got money. They got nothing.
That's maybe my only frustration with worms.
They don't got money.
It's their lack of financial stability.
You would think they would, like, open a bank or something. But these concepts seem very difficult for them to grasp.
Listen, if you got a trillion worms, each of them got $1? You do the math, Scotland.
It sounds to me like the non-palindromic $1 trillion.
Yeah.
That's right.
Although I guess the palindromic of that would be $1 trillion and $1.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you just chop one more worm.
Okay. Yeah. And be careful not to chop it again.
Bisbee, stop chopping. Bisbee got so chop happy, and he was chop happy for the better part of half a year.
I got chop happy. I did.
I've heard of that happening to people.
I lost. I saw chop. For weeks, I saw chop.
You saw chop? I saw chop.
I went chop in the head. I saw chop everywhere I looked. I was chopping everything.
You saw chop.
You put anything. Yeah. Is that what they call it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
I've never gotten that chop happy.
When I've just saw chop.
Got tricky at like family dinners. We just had to keep. We had to keep him on the other side of the table. Even then, okay. He'd be like, Chico. Duck.
Yep. Pork chop.
I mean, I guess that would be okay if you were having pork chops or you need to carve up, you know, something.
Sure. Great for turkey day.
Yeah. Firewood.
I'm going to miss his chop happy ways.
Sure. Well, I mean, we just had Thanksgiving, so.
Exactly.
On Thursday. Yeah. That must have been a great day for you to be so chop happy.
It was probably helpful in the kitchen for me to be chop happy that day.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I came out of it. And Bever came into my room late. You seem haunted,
I have to say. You're having
60% of your body made out of horse. It changes who you are as a man.
You're staring off into space. You have that 1,000-mile stare.
I'm thinking about the night I came out of the chop.
Yeah.
And how thankful I am for these two men you see sitting across from you.
Mm-hmm.
How they pulled me out and I was chopping and they said, Come on, Bisbee.
Yep.
No, we're done with this. And they threw me around in my box and they mopped up all the juices around me and they fed me what I assume had to be a bunch of tomatoes.
A couple barrels worth, I think.
Found the right moment to feed me the tomatoes.
We thought it was an old chicken pox, you know, cover you in tomato soup. And it ain't going to itch no more.
I've never heard that.
No,
is that like a home remedy for?
Yeah. I think we just made it up.
We just always tried it. I think our granddaddy probably passed it down to us. Yeah. But
how often are people getting chicken pox around you? I mean,
frequently.
Yeah, frequently.
Not too infrequently. Pretty frequently. Yeah.
Okay, that's a different way to say what he was saying.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
We all have it right now.
Okay. Yeah, oh,
pretty
okay.
bad.
Okay, I thought you could only get it once, though.
Well, it comes back as shingles.
Then you tell me what this is.
It looks like part of your body has been replaced by chicken parts.
Oh, yep. That's right.
Like you have chicken beaks all over your stomach.
That's right. Yeah, no, I wouldn't say replaced so much as enhanced.
Oh.
Added on. Sort of an elective procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Once Bisbee connected with his horse transplant doctor.
Who is this doctor?
Her name is
Carolyn.
Carolyn Delilah.
That's right.
Carolyn Delilah. Cinderella. She has two first names as first and a last.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. No, that's her whole first name. Carolyn Delilah.
Oh, Carolyn hyphen Delilah.
Carolyn Delilah.
No, one word. Carolyn Delilah.
Carolyn Delilah.
Carolyn.
Carolyn Delilah.
Linda in the middle.
Linda in the middle, but she got much back. Wow.
Carolyn Delilah.
Dr.
Tank Tank. Dr. Tank Tank.
Dr. Tank Tank.
Tank Tank.
So Carolyn Delilah, Tank Tank.
And let me tell you something. She was old, but she was pretty. Well, yeah. God rest her soul.
Oh, no.
But I love it. You can't be too old for me.
You got a subscription to Old Pretties magazine.
You know, you guys are not married, although I believe you almost got married to that Russian mail order bride once.
Yeah.
Did you not, Chico?
That's right.
What happened?
Turned out to be a robot, remember?
not really.
Yeah. And then one of our horses that had magnet hooves smashed her head.
That's right.
Thank goodness.
I forgot about that. So, but you guys are...
You forgot about that.
I mean, when you see something like that, you got to put it out of your mind. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just going to be haunting
you.
You got to laugh.
But what about the competing farm, the sisters? Who were they?
Oh, right.
Exactly.
Well, during taffy
mention,
season.
We don't
like to
names.
Mention them until after we take a break. Is that right?
Because exactly.
Those were the pre-agreed upon conditions. Right.
We don't mention that, but something... I believe you were saying something is going on with them. Is that right?
Oh, boy, are you going to hear about it after subscribing to MeUndies.
Wait, are you just telling me that I have to subscribe to your undies?
Yeah.
what do I get for my subscription?
We're desperate for money, Scott. Worms ain't got no cash!
These worms are bankrupting you. All right, well, look, we have to take a break, but when we come back... We're going to remember the names of those triplets who run the competing farm, and there's a big, big announcement, I guess. Boy, this is exciting. We hardly ever get to catch up with them. We have the Calvin's twins. We have Bever Hopox, Chico Hands, Bisbee St. Hancock. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No. I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones, and we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast, Comedy Bang Bang, is brought to you by Squarespace, our old friends, and Spring. Man, it truly has sprung. No one can argue that. And what do we know about Spring? Spring is a time of fresh starts. That's right. You thought January was good for starting fresh? Spring's gotcha beat. Spring's about rebirth, and that could mean starting a new venture or switching things up on your website. Well, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device, integrated, optimized it. SEO tools allow your site to show up more often and grow the way you want. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in certain countries give customers the chance to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. Selling content on your website? Well, add a paywall to sell memberships or courses or sell downloadable files. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and when you're ready to launch. And I know you're going to be. Go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever have something that you're keeping close to the vest or the chest? If you're Christopher Nolan, he says that in one of the Batman movies twice. He doesn't say it, obviously. Look, this is something I just need to get off my chest. The fact that this bothers me. Anyway, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. We have the, and this is such an honor to have you guys here, especially right after Thanksgiving when you were when you saw Chop.
Don't remind me.
And what were you chopping? Was it the turkey? Was it
anything?
The
mostly worms? I mean, that's what it was.
Do you guys ate worms for Thanksgiving?
No. But you had to do all the cooking because he was out chop
was
happy.
Out just because it's chop don't mean it's slop.
Okay, I beg your pardon. Please don't admonish me like that again. I beg your forgiveness. Of course, we have Bever Hopox, we have Chico Hands, Bisbee St. Hancock. Hi. And during the break, you were telling me that the, and this lines up, that the triplets who own the farm next to you changed their name.
That's right. That's right. The sneaky Sallys.
Because you mentioned them on the last episode, and we said we were maybe going to talk to them at some point.
And
but
I said, hopefully not.
Mm-hmm. But then they got so famous from that one mention that they had to change their whole name?
Well, they reinvented themselves so that
rebranding.
Like Madonna used to do?
Like Madonna still does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I didn't realize she was still reinventing herself.
Sure. Oh, God. All the time. We're talking about the same Madonna, right?
Who did you say? Madonna'd?
Madonna'd.
No, I don't believe we're talking about the same. Who's Madonna'd to you?
She's a singer, I think. Pop singer. She's
a centerfold in Old Pretties.
Oh, God. If you haven't seen her.
Magazine.
Miss July.
She could die at any moment. You can tell looking at her. She could just
Miss July
drop.
What? Because they list them by their date of their birth.
1855.
Miss July 1855. So she was born in July of 1855.
Oh, wow. God.
Ooh, nice to see what's under that petticoat.
She's been getting prettier ever since. Every single day.
Softer and softer.
Softer. Those
you like them soft.
We all, who doesn't like them soft?
Soft and cold.
What do you want them like, smooth and tight? No thanks.
Mm-mm. Nope, soft and cold.
More and more
cold.
Brittle.
Loose.
Fly. I want to be able to pull the skin all the way around the body to the other side.
Okay, all right.
Like a nice warm piece of taffy.
Oh,
is that how you got into this? Just so much time of your day staring at taffy being pulled.
I've never thought about it like that, but that could have something to do with it, because a piece of taffy, if it's real cold, you can pull it, and it's pretty, it's almost skin-like, so maybe
you're back to that thousand-yard stare again. You're just,
Thinking about 1855.
Oh, boy. Here he goes.
How long ago that was.
Oh, I mean, it's 166 years.
The oldest.
Civil War right around the corner.
Sure. I mean, coming up on it, like, it hadn't even occurred yet, right?
Real. That's older than the grandpa from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's true.
Wow.
You know what they say.
His secret was eating human flesh.
You know what they say about an old woman.
I know what some people say occasionally, but
cut them off, or you're going to get an earful.
They say the older the woman, the longer it takes for her to get down the stairs. And the longer it takes to get down the stairs, the more everybody just doesn't cares. But you go down south.
Oh, so this is a poem.
Yeah, it rhymes.
Okay.
It always rhymes perfectly.
And how many more stanzas right. are there?
Hundreds.
Oh, okay. Well, hundreds. We only have time for about 10.
Well, you'll have to call it off when you're ready.
just poke them in the horse neck when you want them to stop.
You take them outside and you take them indoors. Whether it's sunny outside or whether it pours, the skin on their body, a fresh cider hot toddy.
That's two.
Don't
three.
Don't be nice to me, old woman. Let's make it real naughty.
Oh.
Up to the attic. It's time to head. Oh, maybe to the river we'll go instead. Fish for some clams and grab a couple of trout. Hey. Oh, gosh, just looked at my watch. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's it.
A fork and a knife. Time for a picnic. I don't need no strife. The sun's headed up and the moon's headed down. Your mama just showed up. Uh-oh, daddy's got a frown.
That's eight.
Two more.
I guess it's time to say hello and meet the people who made you with sex. Hey, we could play some poker. Anybody got a card deck?
Play card decks.
Dicks.
One more. That's all we have time.
And now it's time to get going with this old saying / poem. As they say in southern Massachusetts, do as they do in Rome.
And that's what they say about old women.
Wow. Incredible. And that's just getting started that last stanza is like, and so it's time to get going.
That's right.
The poem.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, so that's just the intro. So
that's the cold intro to my poem.
That's chapters 1-3 of Fellowship.
That's true. I call it a saying. You call it whatever you want.
So that's the cold open, much akin to like a show like Saturday Night Live that has a cold open.
That's right. It's exactly.
Right. Does Live from New York ever come up in any of the?
Well, that's the next line.
Yep. Rhymes with taffy pork.
Oh, okay. We don't have time to hear it though.
Or
we don't. I'm sorry. I have to curb it. I'm so sorry. But so now the Decker triplets, who they've changed their name. They've changed their name to the Baxter triplets.
They rebranded their pig wrestling Carmel Farms.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they would have pig fights there.
Carmel,
no, pig wrestling.
It's pig wrestling in Carmel Country Mart.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
The Baxter. Formerly known as
Decker,
they just put the FKA.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, like Twigs.
Exactly, exactly like Twigs. Right. I think they stole it from Twigs.
Oh, okay. So Baxter FKA.
FKA Decker triplets.
Right.
Pig wrestling and Carmel's Country Mar.
Mm-hmm. Country, what was that last word that you
Maw.
Said?
Ma.
How do you spell that?
Maw.
No, Maw. Spell, not say.
A-L.
Sure.
A.
Okay.
A.
Oh, God.
A.
Okay, enough of the A's. Just cut to whatever's next.
He got 10 stanzas.
We don't have time.
R-T.
Oh, Mart. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank Maw. You. It's like you're French. You're taking off the T.
Ma.
Oh. You gotta hang in there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You were laughing at me. You're laughing at something that just bores my chops.
I beg your pardon. It's the Baxter FKA Decker Pig Wrestling in Carmel Country Mart. Mm-hmm. And they're the place next door to you. They're off the 602, I would imagine.
They're the Danny Houston to our Kevin Costner.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
Someone's not a Yellowstone fan.
Unfortunately, I'm not over 80.
Oh, God, I just got so lucky.
Don't say over 80. Don't say over 80.
Oh my gosh.
So that's been next door. And just recap a little bit of what's. I mean, we briefly mentioned them, and of course we remember that their name was Decker and. And we briefly mentioned them on the last episode that you guys did. They're your nemesis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're the whores of the devil.
Oh. So the devil, so they're not like the spawn of the devil or anything. They're just whores that just the devil frequents.
Even worse than the spawn, they're the whores of the devil, what they've done to us in our business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what did they do? I mean, how long have you known them?
They encroached on our territory. As you can imagine, there's a finite number of people who are enthusiasts of animal grappling style sports.
Sure, yeah. Well, what is
in
that
the
number?
Central Florida
because you guys
area.
Are open every day.
That's right. And we're spread thin enough with our two locations, one Florida, one in California.
Right. How's the Florida one doing, by the way?
It's not great. It's not great.
Yeah, why did you open it again? I guess.
Well, when we merged. When
oh,
we
that's
merged,
right. Yours was Bisbee.
Yeah, we merged with Bisbee.
Just outside
would
of
it make more sense just to shut his down and then have you go over to this one?
Yeah, you tried negotiating with
him. Well, exactly. And the plan was originally to just slowly plot after plot buy the land between the two and have the world's only and longest horse fighting, bee honey, and taffy fighting farm. Fountain fields.
So
but
just
you know what
3,000 miles wide
is the dream.
San Luis Obispo to Tampa, pretty
but
much.
Very thin.
Very thin, but it adds up. It's still impressive square footage wise, but what these witches have gone and done, Scotty, they came to us and they said, oh, we think you should franchise. Uh-oh. And we said, what's that? And they said, we will pay you to use your name to open. And we said, no woman's going to tell us our business. And they were not happy about that.
They didn't like hearing that.
Within months, Scotty, since we last talked, within months, they bought a thin ring of land completely around both of our horse and farms. It's 5 feet wide.
Like that's the shape of a horse anus, right around our
and squeezing us out.
Almost the size of a horse anus.
Yeah. Wow. So you'll never be able to break through that.
No.
No, Scott.
Oh, no.
Unless, never say never. Well, never say never.
Never say never.
No, no.
Well, we're, you know.
It's tough times, though.
We've asked if we could buy the airspace over their land. Like, we, you know, I'll be honest.
Big bridge over it or something?
Bridge or dig under. Can we burrow?
Right.
We said, ladies, listen, we came with our giant hats in hand.
And your giant checkbook,
and
right?
Even bigger checkbook.
Because you guys are
horse-sized chicks.
That's the other part of your business that we haven't gone into is you make those big giant novelty checks for charity fundraisers.
Every donation, every clearinghouse, lottery.
Sweepstakes of all kinds.
Our giant check printing factory has supplied those since the history of our nation.
I mean, and what I read was that you made such a good deal on those if you get 10% of any check they write.
That's correct.
On it. So the Publisher's Clearinghouse alone has put your business in the black.
We are quite liquid, Scott Ray.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially him with his horse anus over here. I've noticed you've been taking a dump in the corner.
Well, the problem with getting a horse anus put in is I have no control over it. So
right, yeah. Oh, wait, the horse has the control over it still?
They put in a small part the horse brain part that decides when it's time to take a dump. They also put I told her not to. I said, don't do that.
Yes.
Listen, though.
She was mad at us.
Mad as a bobcat.
In any case, so why were we talking about that?
I think it's the most interesting
thing.
You know how much it costs, though, to do? We have helicopter rides now, a constant stream of helicopter rides getting people in to our shows because they won't allow us to use the land.
Oh, so yeah, no one can even come in.
No.
Not anymore.
It's difficult.
Not anymore.
Nope. Well, difficult. It sounds impossible.
Yes, that's
other
what
than
I
the,
meant.
The helicopter shows.
The most difficult.
Thank goodness for our check printing business.
That's kept the helicopters going.
If we could get, you know, a small child, we could fly them in on a drone. Pretty small child.
Big drone, small child.
Right. We could do that.
You know, like we could get a long jumper. Like an Olympic long jumper can get into the fighting fields, no problem.
Yeah, believe it or not, and we were surprised by this, our drones have not taken off because most parents don't want their kids coming to our farm by themselves.
By themselves? Oh, really? So they were fine coming accompanied
as
by
a family. Yeah, sure. that's the atmosphere you get at our farm. But alone, they're getting lost. They're getting eaten.
Oh no! Like they're getting worm eaten?
They'll get eaten by worms.
No,
not our fault.
Wait, so worms eat human beings?
Yeah, and you know, it's every parent's nightmare for their child to become worm food.
Sure.
And the hope is you become worm food after a long life.
Long life,
nobody wants their six-year-old to immediately be worm food.
No, that's usually, that is an insult, threatening someone, saying you're going to be worm food.
Yeah.
But it's legitimately happening.
It's just a hazard. Yeah, it's just a hazard on the property, on both properties.
We had to put up signs that say that. You're going to be worm food, six-year-old. Stay on the lookout.
Well, this is terrible. So the Baxter FKA Decker triplets have just taken a sledgehammer to your business. And unlike, you know, Peter Gabriel taking sledgehammer to the top of the charts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is has just handicapped your business.
It won't be our testimony. It'll be our destructimony.
Exactly. But I would imagine, couldn't you somehow harness the power of the worms and maybe have them storm?
We've been trying.
I mean, that was our plan with Michael Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he turned us down flat.
Turned us down.
As I recall, in those Tremors movies, he killed worms. He didn't actually, like, ever...
Well, that's...
Are you telling me... So let me get this straight. If you're a worm and Michael Gross shows up and you know that he's famous for killing you, you're not going to listen to what he says?
Okay, I guess you're... Maybe that should have been the next Tremors movie, is him training them because they're so afraid of him?
Yeah. How has that not been one of them
And he
yet?
Turns like them against them. The U.S. government?
The only conversation we actually had with Michael before he just ghosted us...
Yep.
There was a screenplay called Tremor Down Now. where
Sherry O'Terry part of this? Was she involved?
She's a co-writer. Co-writer, associate producer. So unfair the way the women are treating show business.
Not cool.
But yeah, Tremor Down Now. Where Michael Gross's character from Tremors harnesses the power of worms.
Okay.
Yeah. It was more of like a sports movie, like Chariots of Fire. It was Chariots of Fire set in the world of Tremors.
Oh, so wait, so he then takes those worms and races with them?
And to the Worm Olympics. The Worm Olympics.
They win every category of the Olympics.
Okay, so they're pole vaulting. They're
everything.
Everything, wow, of the Worm Olympics.
Of the Human Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Every version.
So the first act is them going to the Worm Olympics?
That's sort of the moral of it, is that, you know what, at the end of the day, humans and worms, we ain't that different.
Other than the money part of it.
And being chopped. Don't want to chop a human.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, because a human, boy, wouldn't that be great if someone chopped you in half and you just became another person?
Listen, Scully, I already got two brothers. I don't need another Calvin's boy running around the fighting fields.
Can you imagine the Calvin sextuplets?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what that'd be like. Boodaloo, 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 boodaloo. Welcome to the Calvin Sextuplets Bee Honey Taffy Horse Fighting Fields. I'm Beva Holpox, and I'm Beva Holpox. Calm down now, Beva. Chico, tell them what they're in for today. Yeah, tell them, other Chico. Will you stop?
Were you talking to me? Were you talking to the other Chico when you said to stop? Were you talking to your clone?
I'm talking to the Chico that I knew before the chop.
That sounds like me.
Everybody got to quiet down over there. You're getting me all riled up. Hey, let them do what they want. Come on.
Oh, Biz. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Biz fighting Bisbee. They've locked horse necks. They've locked horse necks.
Oh, no. The horse anus is synced up.
Oh, thank God he got that last line in right as we were fading out. The horse anus is synced up? That's my takeaway from this.
There was a suction cup.
Cup power of the anus.
They became sort of like a, do you remember the animated Nicktoon cat dog?
I do not.
I sure don't.
Then it's not worth talking about.
Okay. Well, that would be horrible. We don't want that to happen. No. So, yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, my gosh. So the Baxter FKA Decker triplets, is there any chance that we could maybe talk to them about this? Maybe kind of try to iron out some sort of a thing? I mean, we're coming up on a break here, but maybe on the other side of it, we could reach out to the Decker triplets, possibly? I mean...
Give them a call. We could give them a
call. We could give them a call, right?
I guess.
Why Scottly, if you agree to be the mitigator, renovator, terminator...
arbitrator.
Then... Yes.
Okay, good. I agree. I agree to be at least two of those
things. We can eat crow, and we will try to reset our dynamic with these Baxter FKA
whores of the
Decker.
Devil.
Well, come on, that's a bad way to start, Miss B. That's a bad way to start.
No, I mean, I don't know whether I can be a Terminator. I mean, you guys are the guys who are liquid, but I will certainly try to do what I can in the arbitration and the mediating.
And we'll be back.
Yeah, we will be back, okay? We'll see you. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang. Sorry to interrupt your podcast, everyone, but, you know, there's only one acceptable reason to interrupt a podcast, and that is your dog. Take a minute now to pet your dog, okay? I'll wait. I'm not going to wait a full minute, but a few seconds, sure. Yeah, but while you're petting your dog, you can learn all about Bark, the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. Every toy is tailored to your pup's size and play style, from squeaky plush toys from BarkBox to ultra-tough durable ones from Super Chewer. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. For a limited time, this is good, they will double your first box of goodies for free. My dogs, they love BarkBox. Now it's gotten to the point where every package that is delivered to the house, they assume is a BarkBox, and they start jumping up and down. Then I have to say, no, it's just a sweater for me. And they get very disappointed. They love BarkBox. They love chewing on everything. They love the treats. It's great. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have, of course, Bever Hopox, the singular Bever Hopox.
Yeah,
that was just a fantasy or a dream sequence. That we all shared together. Well, we all had to join hands in order to do it. And
like
to,
precogs.
Yeah, exactly. You like Minority Report?
Oh, ahead of its time.
I would love computers to be
We basically have that touchscreen technology now.
But I want them at shoulder level.
Here's the thing. too low for you. Nowadays, they're on the table.
They're on the table or you got it like, in my palm.
You want them high up.
Up high technology.
That's
when will we get it?
I want everything. everything up high. Like, we've put some microwaves up there.
Yeah.
In some
in rental properties.
Yeah. But I want computers up there.
A ski cabin's figured it out. Why can't society?
Come on. Up high technology.
Thank you. We also have Chico Hands here, who in that fantasy got the last word. That was vital information. So thank you so much. In that fantasy, of course, for...
Yes.
Good to have you here. And Bisbee St. Hancock.
That's me.
Who has a horse face for a horse neck.
And a horse anus.
For a human anus.
For a human anus. You know what they call when two horse anuses get stuck together?
Oh, no. I don't know what they call that.
Trading mud.
Trading mud. Okay.
Trading mud.
Great. All right.
I'm sort of the guy who gives out little trivia.
Little tidbits.
Mostly fecal focused.
100% fecal focused.
Well, you got that blog called Fecal Focus.
That's right.
You have a weblog.
Yeah. And an Etsy.
Oh, what do you sell on your Etsy?
Oh, anything that has to do. I'll sell like some of my crap.
Oh, okay. So fecal
horse crap.
I think that's how it started. Is that when we merged our farms, we said, Bisbee, you hoarder.
Oh.
We're horse fighting promoters, not hoarder fighting promoters.
Right.
You gotta sell some of your crap.
I'd love to see two hoarders fight, though.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Hoarder fights.
Because they would have everything at their disposal. They would have so many weapons.
Oh. But they wouldn't want to have to give any of it away.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
It would just be they'd be building barricades in front of each other. Now suddenly it looks like a regional production of Les Mis.
The fans would be yelling, you know, hit him with that bookend. Right, something.
With that cat skeleton.
No, hey. My great uncle gave it to me and I only met him once. This is sentimental.
Well, guys, before the break, we were talking about the Baxter FKA Decker triplets who own the adjoining farm to you. Of course, they own the Baxter FKA
surrounding
Decker
farm. Yeah.
Well, oh, so wait. So they surround it in a circle.
Yes.
As well, right? Because they used to have just the one next to you.
Very manageable. But now they're moving into a hostile takeover territory.
Right. And that is, of course, the Baxter FKA Dexter Pig Wrestling in Caramo Country Mart. How successful is their business? Are they don't have the worms because they don't have the horses, I would imagine.
That's right.
They got all the
pigs.
Ivermectin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They stockpiled.
Wait, they have been
ivermectin.
Yep. Yep.
Wait, so Joe Rogan has been buying it from
he
them?
He buys it That's from right. them. Yep. They're all the source.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Way.
Do they have a podcast too?
I bet they do, but we don't want to listen to it.
Oh,
we're so angry with them. They're doing this just to put us out of business.
God.
They don't need this ivermectin.
What is their beef? Well, we can just talk to them. I mean, when we call them. But I want to know what their beef is. No pun intended. I mean,
it's not. Right. They're pork.
They're pork.
They're pork. Your horses. So there is no
There's
pun.
No beef.
No pun intended. None
no
actually
beef.
There.
No.
We used to get about...
No pun intended.
No accessible pun.
Right.
6 truckloads a day of ivermectin, and they started cutting them off without us knowing.
Oh, okay.
And
the trucks just stopped. Yeah. When they did their land grab, they were driving up over the 1111.
Sure.
And the government comes in and they have big old fancy suits. Yeah. And they say, stop. This property belongs to the sisters now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And we're like, well,
that
just
must have
just
been terrible to hear. Stop. This property belongs to the sisters now.
It sounded so official.
Yeah,
it's so formal.
Yeah.
Kind of cold.
Proclamation.
Yeah.
And we said, well, we need that ivermectin. And they said, we can't drive it to you. We said, toss it over.
Sure.
Just toss it over to
Chuck
us.
It.
And those little
sons of
guileless temptresses, worm, they were the worms. They were the first worms. They wormed their way in. And they said, we buy them.
Is that a good impression of?
I don't know. He's close.
What are their names again? The Decker. I mean,
God, there's.
If we're gonna call them, I guess.
Tanya,
Candy,
Tanya, Candy, and Quita.
Tanya, Candy, and Quita Dexter, or Decker rather, Baxter now.
Baxter, FKA Decker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Tanya, Candy, and Quita. So can we call them? I mean, I guess their business is public, probably, right? They have a business phone, I would imagine. Is that?
Yeah.
They got a couple kinds of phones, I think. I mean, one of their business cards blew onto our property. And even though I don't want to give it too two seconds of a look, I could, you know, curiosity got the better of me.
Sure.
And they got
killed the cat once.
They get and killed. I wish it killed the worms.
Sure, mm-hmm.
I wish.
But they got a work phone. They got a home phone. They got a
mobile.
A mobile phone.
They got mm-hmm. three phones that don't work.
They say it just
and those are
dead
listed.
Phones. Three dead phones.
Mm-hmm. They got a ham radio handle.
All of them have Nextels.
CB, Citizens Band.
They had a vibraphone and then just a picture of it on the business card.
So the vibraphone, if that were to suddenly chime or something
It's
like
just
that
their braggadocious way, I guess.
Oh, okay. It's them saying, I bought a vibraphone.
They have a phony phone, which is just a clown phone that doesn't really work, but it makes funny noises.
What about a hamburger phone from the movie Juno?
I don't think they got that. They have a baloney phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A phone loan.
That they call a phony baloney.
Okay. So
we got that number. Maybe we try that number.
Call the phony baloney.
Yeah.
Should we call the phony baloney?
I guess. Why not?
We got to start somewhere.
Bever's handing me the card. Let's call them up on the phony baloney here and see maybe if Tanya, Candy, and Quita, Decker, actually Baxter, FKA Dexter, Decker.
Candy.
This is a lot of information for me, guys. I don't know how you, I mean, it's
you're
just your
life.
You're
the one with the dry erase board, Scotland.
It's just your life.
We
though,
don't
so
have
you know
to
it.
Keep track.
Let's call them on the phony baloney. Here we go. Let's see if they pick up. Hopefully they do. It is business hours for us here at the, okay, it's ringing, and hopefully they pick up the phony baloney line, and we'll have a little bit of, we'll hash this out. No pun intended. Sometimes you put pork in hash.
Hello? This is the Baxter, FKA Decker Sisters Pig Wrestling and Caramelized Country Mart. This is Quita. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Quita. Scott Ackerman here.
Is this Scott Ackerman?
It is, yes. Wait a minute.
Mr. Show?
Who is it?
Is it the Scott Ackerman?
Who's Scott from the show?
Mr. Show!
From Mr. Show?
The Mr. Show, Scott Ackerman!
I'm starting to feel like this is one of those fake answering machine things where they...
Anyway, leave a message after me.
Have a nice day!
I knew it. Was that
the phony baloney?
It was the phony.
What did you expect, Scott?
I should have known. The minute it got so specific.
Yeah. In hindsight, phony baloney wasn't the phone to call.
No. Of course not.
Okay. Well,
bad call, literally, man. On my part. That's my bad. I got
honey trapped there. They just expected me to
honey
call
taffy
it.
Honey
trapped. Yeah, you get what you ask for. That's with right. Them Baxter sisters.
Gotta, all right. So I didn't realize they were French or something. Is that something?
Definitely.
That was part of their bio. I don't even
believe it. I think it's like a tax shelter thing. I think that's what they... They're from some nondescript country, so they don't have to pay American taxes.
Yeah. They are known for their pranks, though. It does not surprise me that they have a phony baloney phone.
Yeah, maybe I should just try them on their regular business phone.
Let's go. Work phone's good.
Yeah, let me call them up on this. Here we go. Calling the Baxter FKA Dexter triplets at their pig wrestling in Caramel Country Mart. It's ringing, and we're hopefully they'll pick up, and this won't be another...
Hello?
Hello.
Sorry.
Hello.
I got a bug in my throat. This is the BFKD PWCCM.
Oh, hi.
I'm talking to Quita.
Quita.
He's customer. Quita, who is it? I wanted the customer. I didn't give him a chance yet.
Quita, hi. This is Scott.
Hello?
This is Scott Ackerman of Mr. Show.
I don't know the show.
What show?
Strange.
Quit that. What show?
I don't know. He says he's Scott something from a show.
Okay, forget that. I'm Scott Ackerman from Comedy Bang Bang.
Comedy Bang Bang?
Huh?
Comedy Bang Bang.
Is Scott? Bang?
Yes. Hello, Scott.
Hi.
Hello, Scott. It's Comedy Bang Bang. Welcome to the BFKADPWCM.
CCM. Yes.
How can I help you?
By the way, I'm recording a podcast. Is it all right if I record your voice?
Oh, free advertising.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, sure. And are your sisters there, Tanya and Candy?
Oh, yes. We're both here in the front office.
You're both here.
They're both here.
Oh, they're both here. They're both here. Yeah, okay.
And both have me now.
And you're French?
I am from the other place.
The other place. Oh, okay, good.
What are you selling him? You want to give me the chance, yeah? He said he'd do the podcast and he said about our, just talk about his famous. He talk about the big wrestling in Carmela. Oh, la, la. Is he famous, man?
Scott, may I ask you a question?
Please, yes.
Is your famous?
Podcast famous.
Famous?
Yeah. Yes. Have you heard of Conan O'Brien?
Bang, bang, bang. Conan O'Brien.
Yes, Conan?
You're Conan O'Brien?
No, but we're colleagues.
No, he's called him. He's what? He's called him. I can't hear you. I have the machine on. Pick up the other. Pick up the phony baloney.
What machine do you have?
Hello?
Hi. What machine do you have on? Which one are you, by the way?
The triple blender.
Oh, the triple blender. Oh, sorry. Which sister are you? Are you Candy?
I'm Candied.
You're Candied. Oh, Candied. Oh, okay. I misheard the people who said what your name is. Candied.
Who said my name?
We'll get to that in a second, but I want to make sure that Tanya is also on. Is your sister Tanya here?
What? Tanya!
What is he saying?
Pick up the fax phone! Get under the fax phone!
Hello, this is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Hello.
Hi, so I have all three of you. Great. Scott Aukerman. From Comedy Bang Bang.
Mr. Show.
Scott Aukerman?
Yes.
Conan O'Brien? I thought you said you
adjacent.
Missed my show.
Oh,
that was what this means.
That was a common misconception when that
missed
show came
show.
Out. Yeah,
and
missed
like,
your show. Yeah.
Okay, talk to a crazy person, but please buy some caramel. Are you crazy?
I'm not crazy. No, I'm not crazy. You're like two steps behind at all times. It seems like Candy.
I have the machine on.
Okay, turn off the triple blender, please. And when I say guys, I just mean you, the triplets, the women that I'm talking to, gals,
just,
yes, of course.
Maybe please say specifically gals, in case it gets confused, should you be in the room with anybody else?
I am in the room, it's so coincidental that you said that, I am in the room with three gentlemen.
Ooh.
Right now. Oh, you're excited by that.
If they like caramel or pig wrestling, yes, Lala.
I don't know if they like either of those things. That has never come up in our conversations. But what has come up in our conversations is the fact that they are neighbors to you. That's right. I
turned off the machine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Candied. God, Candy really needs to get on the same page with you,
yeah.
Gals.
Yeah.
But I have three guys with me. I have your neighbors, Bever, Chico, and Bisbee. That's right. I have the Calvin's triplets here.
Mon Dieu.
Guys, say hello to the gals.
Are they all on the phone? Are we on speakerphone?
They're all, now you have the triple blender on. Can you please turn it off?
Oh, turn it off!
I misheard you. I was like, I missed your show, and I was like, I got confused. I said, time to blend the taffy, and I turned it on. Okay, sorry about that, Scott.
Right. No, we're still in the middle of the show.
Okay.
You haven't missed it.
Okay,
yeah, we're
good,
doing it right now.
So,
I'll say hello.
Yeah.
I'll say hello to anybody who deserves it.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
then,
if you don't mind, I'll pass on saying hello.
Oh, Bisbee.
Oh, that's not the way to start. Hello, Quita. Hello, Tanya. Hello, Candied.
Hello. It's good to hear you. Is everything okay there in your little island?
Bisbee, why are you laughing like that? What she said wasn't all that funny.
Sorry, I did find that funny in the horse.
That's a horse laugh right there. That's a horse
neck. Okay, it's that horse neck.
He got a horse's Adam's apple put in as well.
Yeah.
Affects his leg.
Electively.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get everyone here together because I think there's some bad blood that ivermectin can't cure.
Mm.
Ivermectin can cure many things. Mm. And listen, is there a worm problem now? Yes. Is it our fault? Absolutely not. This is revisionist history.
Respectfully, Quita, this is Chico here. I'm the most reasonable one of the triplets.
I have found that to be true.
I think if you just go by the timeline where we didn't have a worm problem, then you bought up all the ivermectin, And then all of the horses got gigantic worms, and they started popping out of the horses, and they grew to the size of tremor worms, and they're digging up all of our land. I think if you just go by the timeline, you would have to agree it's more than coincidental.
Sure, when you put it that way, but I don't see it that way.
Step into our horseshoes for a second and just imagine what our situation is like.
Scott, I don't know what the boys have told you.
Oh.
But we came over looking to engage in a business transaction, and we were treated so very rudely.
Oh, okay, so you... So you came over to the Bee Honey fighting fields, and you... What sort of transaction would you have? What sort of business proposition did you have for the boys?
We said to them, we love horse fighting.
Really? So you're an aficionado? Aficionades?
Aficionades, thank you. We grew up in our village.
Where was that?
In the islands.
The North Islands. And we, as little girls, one time... At our school was career day.
One time. I believe Wyclef once said that in the middle of...
One time?
Yeah.
One time?
In the middle of killing me softly? What is it? What is it? Kissing or killing?
One time, two times?
Killing me. It's killing me.
It's that seems gruesome now that I hear it actually said out loud. Killing me.
Ugh. Softly, though.
Okay.
If you've got to go.
Well, if you have an old woman. Oh, no, Bisbee.
We heard
the word soft.
Yes, we know about Bisbee's attorney.
Oh, Bisbee, you are. Oh, he is hotter than Luke Grimes for Kelsey S. Beale's character on Yellowstone.
Oh, God.
Okay, boys. Been watching a lot of Yellowstone, it seems like.
How did you
fit it in during all the Walking Dead?
I watch it on Google Glasses.
Oh, okay.
That's why my brothers don't know about it yet. But
you've been watching it on the Google Glasses?
Google Glasses. Mm-hmm. So as we're watching horse births or horse fights or the taffy getting made or her horse burial or horse burials. I'll just put it on up in the right-hand corner.
I knew you were doing something.
Kohlhauser's back and better than ever.
You used to say that a lot.
I did. I think I willed it into existence.
But also while you were watching, I think they were saying before the show that you would say it every 20
you
seconds.
You would scream it out.
Listen, I don't need to explain myself to someone who's never seen Yellowstone. Okay, do me a favor, watch the first three episodes and tell me Kohlhauser is not back better than ever.
Okay. We know. He's back better than ever. We know.
Guys, we have the triplets on the phone here.
Hello.
Yes.
It was a career day, Scudley, and we see a brochure.
By the way, my name isn't Scudley. Maybe Bevers told you that it is.
What is your name?
Oh, it's just Scott Aukerman. Yeah.
From Mr. Show?
Yes.
Oh,
I love Mr. Show.
So good.
Minor part of that show.
Mr. Show, I love it. Delicious chicken.
Does it hold up?
I think so.
Okay, great. Thanks.
I think their sketch, I mean the ventriloquist puppet.
Oh, yeah. Rap battle, great one. Yeah.
Such a good one.
The pre-tape call-in show.
Call-in
show.
Brilliant.
Perfect.
Lot of stuff.
Perfect sketch.
The audition is a perfect sketch.
A lot of great sketches.
Story of Everest.
A little bit to do with that.
Story of Everest.
Hello, Story of Everest. Jay Johnstone.
Oh, you like Jay?
Oh, Jay Johnstone.
Do you know what he's up to? Okay, let's get into it afterwards.
Okay.
So there was a brochure at a career day.
That's a French word, is it not?
Do you know what a brochure is?
Yeah, it's a pamphlet. We say that out here. Pamphlet. Yeah.
Pamphlet.
That sounds like a French word, too. There are a lot of words that sound French.
Country more pamphlet.
Country, okay.
Would you like a pamphlet of the menu in your country more?
Send him a pamphlet.
We'll send him a pamphlet from our country more.
Okay, but you brought the brochure.
It was a brochure for the Calvans horse fighting farm. And all of us were immediately in love. Mm.
In love with the idea of horse fighting?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, way. All of it.
All of it, but certainly not in love with the brothers.
We, well, They're so mysterious. We did not know.
Well, sure, their pictures aren't on the actual flyer.
No.
That's not mysterious, though.
I think there was, like, one appearance on the TV show, and, like, not all three of them were there, so it's hard to know.
Right.
But we use our imagination.
Oh, okay.
We may have developed a tiny crush on the
crush.
Okay. So you made your way all the way from where you're from.
Yes, northwest.
And it must have been a long journey or a short journey, or
we had to build a boat.
So you guys built a boat, and it took how long did the journey take? Maybe I can figure out where you're from.
Let's see, 30 days, September, April, June, November. I think it was like a few hours.
Okay. So this is just like by Catalina, where you're from? Or?
Yeah, pretty close, a little off, but...
Okay, so...
Catalina.
So you guys came to the Calvin's Twins Bee Honey Horse Fight Fields in order to what? In order to work there? In order to...
Internship.
Where? With the teachers.
Teach us. Oh, they have such knowledge. You guys have such knowledge, I mean to say.
We do. Yeah, it's a family business.
Is there anything you don't know about fighting horses or horses fighting each other, I guess? I guess humans never have fought horses, right?
Well, of course they have. I've fought horses. I fight horses constantly.
You do?
Well, who do you think who trains the horse?
I guess I thought other horses would.
Well,
but that doesn't make sense.
They can, but they don't always. I've gotten my ass handed to me by horses.
That's why he had the horse jaw put in.
Right. Yeah. You've had someone else's ass handed to you.
I've had half my face knocked clean off with a hoof.
Right. Oh, I wondered why you only had half the horse face on your neck.
That's right.
Oh, well, okay.
You want to keep as much of the human body as possible.
Right, right. So you guys wanted, or you gals, rather, you wanted to be trained.
They wanted to come steal our secrets.
Yep. That is not true.
We are so respectful.
We said we want to learn the ways. We want to be like you.
And I said, no way is some little flim-flammy, jimmy-jammy, sissy-mammy.
You also said willy-bammy, and I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, that's why willy-bammy. How am I going to teach somebody about horse fighting who doesn't even know what willy-bammy is?
It must be difficult. Yeah, I can see your frustration, but here you have three fans who don't want to be paid. They just want to do an internship. I mean, that sounds like a great opportunity. And you guys aren't going to be around forever. Oh, you know what I mean?
You're getting me hard again.
Tell that to Miss July 1855.
Scott, quit bringing it up.
I'm sorry. But
say, God, I can see it in right. I can see it in Bisbee's eye. The hunger of the sister character who likes hostile takeovers and even more hostile lovemaking.
Yellowstone stuff.
You know it is, Scatley. You know it is.
I gotta catch up. And by catch up, I mean watch
modern cowboys
versus
Indians. Modern cowboys versus Indians. But this time, they're fighting through real estate law.
Okay.
Now I'm interested.
So you guys aren't going to be around forever.
Mr. Show, Scott Ackerman.
Yes.
Do you know what they said to us, to our face?
To your face?
They said directly to our face, you will never know the secrets of horse fighting, and you will never be successful in anything similar for all your lives.
Oh, no, Bever. No.
Yes, we did.
He said that.
Well, you're the most reasonable. We've always said that.
That's right. I'm the more rash. I'm the one who's a lawyer among the three of us.
Really?
That's a real thing that we have established. This is true.
What kind of law? Is this more real estate law, like Yellowstone?
I wish it was entertainment law. I did for years.
Oh, entertainment law, right.
But
they're going to annex that casino. You know they are.
That's true. It's going to happen.
Are you and Chunk from Goonies at the same practice? He's in entertainment law.
Yeah. I didn't know that. We used to run into him doing auditions back in the 80s.
Oh, that's right, because you guys used to stand on each other's shoulders and act.
Yeah, that's right.
We said, we're the next J. Jones.
Boston.
That's right. I was in.
So that
I was
a new
the head
now.
Part. Giant trench coat. I was the head
That's
part.
Still the
you
same.
Would whisper the lines up from underneath me. We were in an early episode of Riptide, and then the part stopped coming.
Yeah.
And that's when I went to law school.
Right, right, right. Boy, Baxter Triplets, that's a lot of backstory for you to. These guys have such fascinating lives, but I
did
mean.
Did you say backstory triplets?
Hey, you don't have as complicated a backstory as. Backstory.
Technically, no. We are from Thousand Islands.
Oh, okay, over there by Catalina. Okay, I thought I could recognize the accent there,
both,
but.
They are both salad dressing.
Yeah. All those islands over there are named after salad dressings. There's the Ranch Islands.
Oh, God, have you ever vacationed at Green Goddess?
Well, look.
So leave us a message after the beep.
What? No!
Oh, come on!
You see, stab every time.
Oh, God. Oh, fucking believable.
I thought we were having a real conversation and we were making headway, but then.
Damn!
It was just a fake answering machine again.
Classic Decker.
Fuck me and Bisbee's horse ass.
We are leaving a message. We may as well say something to them. What do you guys want to say to the Baxter, FKA Dexter triplets here?
Oh, God. Ladies, listen.
They're already listening. You don't need to say that. It's an answering machine message.
We've had our troubles. We've had our misunderstandings. Mm. And through your pre-recorded message, I've learned a thing or two about your position. We would love to sit down, have a nice barbecue pork lunch. Mm. We'd like to make peace. We'd like to break bread. And we'd like to, if you're interested, offer you the hand of our brother, Bisbee St. Hancock.
In marriage?
Oh, nope. Sorry. Don't put words in my mouth.
Oh, sorry.
We would use the hand that was replaced by a hoof.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you've had the thing in your pocket the entire time.
Yeah, I would not marry them, but they can. I will accept them taking my hand.
Wow. Okay. Well, so this is Scott Aukerman, by the way. It seemed like you knew I was calling. There's a lot of Mr. Show specific stuff. But if you're interested in that, I would love to broker a peace between you. I would have it at a neutral location, aka the studios here at Earwolf. We would get you guys together. It would probably be easier to get you together than having to put that phone call filter on the voices of everyone else. I mean, for the engineers, it would be great to have you actually in the actual same place. So if you're willing to do that, then give us a call. I mean,
call us on our one and only line.
That's right.
And it's palindromic.
111.
So you know how.
111.
Extension.
111.
Right.
Give us a ring, ladies, and remember, you gotta laugh.
Okay, good stuff.
All right.
Okay, well, I hope that worked.
That was well done, but
I'll be honest, I didn't think it'd feel good, and it felt good.
I really hope it works.
I like how even-tempered you were that time, Bever. Very
nice. I mean,
praise from Caesar. Praise from Caesar.
You know what they say.
Praise from Caesar Dressing Island.
It feels good sometimes to be good, right? Right?
I mean, yeah.
That's right.
That's true, though, right, Scott?
That's
a good saying.
It just feels good to be good.
Yeah.
Because when you're bad, you're bad.
Here he goes.
Is this another stanza?
It is. It's hard to take serious with that nugget of hay in his mouth.
Choose what you choose and do what you do.
Give him four more stanzas.
Okay, yeah.
But, three stanzas.
But the repercussions of a horrible choice can tick-tock you right in the voice.
Tick-tock boom.
Tick-tock boom, tick-tock zoom.
Manuel Moran.
I think it's just tick-tick boom. I don't think it's tick-tock. Boom.
What are you talking about?
I was talking about the TikTok boom. Everyone has TikTok these days.
I know.
File it up. Put a glass of smiles in a cup.
In a cup. That's three.
Three. Oh, it seems like he has an extra fourth bonus.
Take me home on the phone. Not in a car and not in the hot zone.
Four.
That's four. That's
He's going for the record.
Let's hit it hard with a Christmas card. Take me upstairs and and push real and get up, put on underwears. Oh yeah, put on underwears.
Slam against my wiry hairs.
Yeah, some of them I can't remember as good as the other ones. Oh, but okay. You get the point.
But
of that
yeah,
one,
we definitely get the point. Well, guys, I hopefully
Scott, you
guys,
would you say you're as frustrated with them now as we are? Are you back on our side?
It's almost as if they've built a giant ring around my show, and an anus-sized ring around my entire show, and I can't get out of it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Incredibly frustrating. I see you guys' point, although, you know.
Wait a minute. I just had an idea.
Okay.
Hang on now.
Yeah?
I had an idea here. When you asked me if I was in... If I was ever in real estate law.
Right.
And I said, no, entertainment law. And then you said that Chunk from
Goonies is in entertainment law. Yeah.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, why?
I misremembered it. I thought you said.
Sloth?
I thought you had said he was in real estate law.
No, I said he's in entertainment law.
All right, then I don't have a good
idea. What was your idea?
Well, why don't we call up Chunk from Goonies?
Okay, I'm on board at this point.
If he were in real estate law.
Still works.
And we could figure out a way to either tunnel underneath the Baxter Triplett's land.
Right.
Or build a bridge over. And if he knew the laws of Florida, real estate laws, perhaps he knows a way it could be done.
We could get a hold of him, maybe. I mean, I don't, maybe put up the Chunk signal. I don't know exactly how anyone gets a hold of him, but.
Bisbee, put up the Chunk signal.
Okay, hold
on. You actually have a Chunk signal?
It's attached to the triple blender.
There it is. Look at it.
Oh, wow. Okay, we put it up in the, it's, the sun has gone down and the moon has gone up, much like your stanza.
It's like a skull and crossbones, but it's a slice of pepperoni pizza and a baby Ruth.
So hopefully he gets a hold of us and maybe he can move. Oh, God, someone's at the door. Okay, this is very
no
unusual.
No way.
Very unusual show.
No flipping way.
Yeah, it can't possibly.
It's Chunk!
Oh, it is Chunk!
It's Chunk!
Chunk!
And he's doing the dance!
Oh!
What's that dance
shake
called?
The belly!
The shuffle shuffle! The truffle shuffle!
He's doing the truffle shuffle!
Oh, look at that truffle shuffle! Oh,
hot damn!
Well, thanks, Chunk!
Wow. What was that piece of paper? He handed you a piece of paper, and he walked right back out!
What's it say?
Okay, well, look at the. God, it's so messily written. I don't know whether I can. I don't have my reading glasses. Maybe.
Don't look to us, Scott.
Well, you guys established earlier.
Exactly.
So you can't read.
It's on you, brother.
Well, oh, here are my glasses. Here they are. Okay.
Found them.
Let me put these on. Hi, did you enjoy the truffle shuffle?
Definitely.
And then there's little boxes that I'm supposed to check.
Okay. Oh, check yes.
But there's five boxes.
Wait.
There's yes.
This guy's a good lawyer.
There's no. There's somewhat.
Okay.
There's 51% yes, 49% no.
Okay. Oh,
still a winning number, though.
And then there's not applicable?
Okay. Oh,
I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Delightful.
Yes. Check yes.
I'm just going to check 51% yes.
No, you stickler.
All right.
Scotless. Just in case. Okay.
Sticker Scotley.
I really, really, really liked what I heard earlier on the show.
Oh.
That's a lot of reallys. Okay.
He's listening to the live radio broadcast.
We transmit over to entertainment law.
I guess he is in entertainment, I was going to say.
They monitor the show so that we don't say anything that goes out over
finger
here.
Finger on the pulse, ear to the pod.
Right. So you don't slander anybody, right?
I would really, 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 really like to moonlight as a real estate lawyer.
It worked!
But I don't want to take your case.
Oh. What? No.
So close.
That's like the fake voice. That's like the fake answering machine message of legal letters.
Well, wait till you hear this. I don't want to take your case. I want to win your case.
Whoa! Hey! Chunk. Chunk! Chunk! In the house!
Chunk! 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 Chunk!
Chunk!
Wow! So, and then there's a lot of fine print that's,
oh, don't
looks like
that.
We're in luck. It looks like at a future date, TBD,
yep.
We are going to have our lawyer, the actor who played Chunk, yes, whose name is right there on the bottom of that letter.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's letterhead.
I mean, there's a lot of fine print here, so I got to go zip through that. To the second part of the first part.
Left to right, top to bottom.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff Cohen, of course, he signs it.
LLC, LPF, or whatever.
How old is he?
He, I mean, I've seen him in person. He seems approximately 40 years old.
Not old enough. Not old enough for Bisbee.
Yeah, sorry, Bisbee.
Sorry, very unattractive.
But so, it sounds like we're about to take it to them Baxter, FKA Decker, pig wrestling, and Carmel Country Mott sisters, and the Calvin's triplets. We'll have their day in the sun once again!
Firing guns everywhere. Horses are coming in. Pandemonium in here.
Masters, we will crush heads.
Oh, no. No, down.
Down, down.
Down, Magno.
Mama, you've been bad.
Was that Chunk?
I think that's Sloth.
Sloth came in at the end there.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you guys!
Oh, God. Well, oh, my gosh. Well,
did we answer your question, Scott?
I think it's a happy ending. I don't know. I mean, that... But wow, we'll have to follow up on all of these threads in a future episode because we are out of time. We just have time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
You know what time it is?
Plug it.
Yeah, it's time to plug it, baby.
You got something on TV that you want people to see. You got to plug it. Maybe there's something that you made. Now you want to get paid. You got to plug it.
Just admit the whole reason that you came on the show is you want people to know about some shit that you done. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure you had a lot of fun, but now the show is wrapping up and it's business to be done, son.
Nice. That was Come On Now, Plug That Thing by D Drive.
Whoa.
D E E Drive is how it's spelled. D Drive.
That
was great, D Drive. Thank you so much. All right, guys. Anything to plug here? Obviously, the
3 syllables, 1 word. Yo. Oh, stone.
It's out there. It's supposedly the most watched thing on streaming and all by people
in my
over 80
glasses.
So make sure you watch that. And then, of course, the Calvin's Twins Bee Honey Horse Fight Fields. They're out there. They are, unless you're a long jumper or a pole vaulter, they are inaccessible to you. Or a small, small child who possesses a large, large drone.
If you got one of those jet packs. If you got a jet pack,
yeah,
you can
they're probably going to, invent the up-high computers.
Fuel or water-powered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They got fuel-powered jetpacks and water-powered jetpacks.
The water-powered ones, yeah. If you have one of those, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
Unless you're on one of the dressing islands out there over by...
Oh, that's how they get around.
Yeah, of course. I want to plug... Look, we have some great stuff over there at cbbworld.com. Just last Wednesday, we put out the Speed Force Thanksgiving, Rudy North's Speed Force Thanksgiving special. That was a lot of fun. On Friday, we just put out a Scott Hasn't Seen about the movie Friday with Carl Tart. And we have all of the Andy Daly Bonanas for Bonanza shows, of course. And we put out something called CBBFM with me and Adam Scott talking about music. A lot of stuff going on over there and some interesting stuff happening in the next coming weeks. So head over there. Also, all of Threedom, all of the archives of this Comedy Bang Bang ad-free over there at CBBWorld.com. Go check that out. All right, guys, let's close up the old plug bag. Plugs, 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 plugs
Plugs.
Throw some bells in there too while we're at it.
Yeah, some jingle bells probably. Yeah, make sure people know it's a Christmas song. I love a song that ends in like Jay-Z's rap on that Mariah Carey song. All right, so that was Carol of the Plugs by Christopher Finke. I bet that took a lot of work to find the exact times that I've said the word plugs in that key.
Different pitches.
Yeah, different pitches. Yeah. Are you a music lover, Chico?
Love music. Who isn't a music lover?
Oh, I'm sorry. When you said different pitches, were you just watching? Because you have Google glasses on right now. Are you just watching? Right. You're watching old baseball?
Yeah, I'm watching the 1986 All-Star game.
Oh, really? And they throw different pitches, like almost every pitch.
That's right. Curveball, fastball, sure. Split finger fastball. Here comes Bruce Sutter.
We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
You gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh.